When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000. Lou, before we get going on questions, hey, I saw your post about candy days, so let's give that a bit of a boost.
Oh, you're so kind. I've got up at WGNRadio.com, I have a virtual candy jar for Misericordia. Their candy days are the last weekend in April, and WGN is kind enough to let me post a virtual candy jar. We've got a couple sponsors. Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Group is doing a $2,500 match, as well as Architect of Chicagoland. So if you go to WGNRadio.com and type in candy jar, if you donate $5, it turns into 10. You know, if you donate 10,000, it turns into 20. Well, no, I mean, they're not doing that much. But whatever you can give, it's one of the largest fundraisers for Miz, and it's a great event, and they're a wonderful organization.
They really are. How long have you been affiliated with them?
Good Lord. It's probably 30 years. And, you know, it's home to 650 adults and children with developmental disabilities. They have amazing volunteers. They have amazing staff. And their goal is to let everyone live their most fulfilled life. And that's what they do every single day.
Yeah. God bless the people who donate and who give their time every day to help those that need it. Okay, here comes question number one. Chipmunks in the kitchen wall, Lou. I finally opened the soffit and started putting traps. I'm up to 13 killed. They disappeared for months, and now they're back. The house is 100 years old, and the lady who lived here for 50 years fed them like pets. Should I just burn the house down, or what options
have? No. You know, the thing is with rodents is they're a creature of habit. And so if this has been a big issue, you know, that the previous owner was doing this, they just keep coming back and they tell their friends. And so I'm always leery about this. There's a couple of repellents you can use. One is called Fresh Cab, which is was invented by this woman in South Dakota that they used to put in tractors out in the fields. And it smells like kind of like mint, almost like Christmas. And farmers, perhaps your husband does this, you put it in the cab of the tractor, and it keeps the mice and the rodents from coming in there and eating the wires.
Well, yeah, every year they've got to deal with that. Yeah, that's a big issue.
And so that's one of them. And then there's also something called a sonic spike, which is a battery-operated or solar-operated device that you stick in the ground, and it makes the chatter of a rodent in distress. And if you do that along with the repellents on the inside and figure out where they're coming in, try and close up those things, eventually you'll solve the problem, but it will take time.
Yeah. And I love that the elderly lady fed them like pets. They keep coming back. Where's the food? Where are the people? Another animal lover here. Lou, there is scum on the tile next to where the dog's water bowl is on the kitchen floor. I've tried everything to get it to come off. Any suggestions?
You maybe try some kind of scum like that. You know what I would try that might work is, I remember the cleaning product Scrubbing Bubbles. It's super effective for stuff like that. And spray it on there, let it sit. It won't damage any surface underneath there. Spray it, let it sit there for a while, and then use a plastic scrubbing pad to see if you can lift it off. That should do the trick.
I feel for that person. I've got a puppy, a year and a half old, and you would swear she doesn't shut her mouth when she leaves the water bowl. And it's just a trail. I'm like, just drink the water. Okay, this is a first-time texter. Lou, I listen to you on Saturday mornings. I enjoy your show. I have a question. I live in an apartment, not too big. I want to get a portable air conditioner, and I saw some on wheels where you don't have to hook it up to a window. I'm only cooling a small living room, and then I could wheel it into a small bedroom. Would there be one you could recommend?
Well, so keep in mind that the ones that are on the wheels still need to vent outside. So there is a hose and an attachment that you do have to connect so that when the unit is running, the conditioned air, the humid air that is taken out has to be put out. Those movable ones tend to be around, the smallest ones are about 7,500 BTUs, which is more than enough for a small room. As far as makers, there's a couple, one's called Perfect Air, that's very good. Frigidaire makes those portable units, as does Sanyo. So if you look for those are good ones to try.
Let me see. We've got Jim on the phone. Hey, Jim, what's your question for Mr. Fix-It?
Hello, everybody. I just bought a house in southern Wisconsin here, and with the rain the last few days, I have my first house with a sump pump. And I don't know really anything about sump pumps other than I'm hearing this thing run for maybe 30 seconds, and then about shuts off, and then about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes later, it'll run again for 30 seconds or so. And we got a lot of water, obviously, with these rains. And I've never heard a pump run like that before, or I've never had one. So I don't know what I should be checking. And in the battery situation, I don't see a battery. And I know that's probably an important thing to do is have a battery, backup battery.
Well, the fact that it's running is a good thing. So if you don't know the age of this pump, I would probably replace it, because all pumps fail, and the average life of a sump pump, especially one that runs a lot, is about 7 years. And so the fact that this is brand new, it would be worth the investment. I really like these pumps by Zoeller. They're cast iron Zoeller pumps. Get an inch and a half sump pump, reconnect it to what you have, clean out the pit before you do all that. And a battery backup is not a bad idea. If you want to do it yourself, there's a couple of manufacturers. One is called the Basement Watchdog, and they make a really nice battery backup that you would set up in the event the electricity goes out or the main pump goes out. That battery backup kicks in, and the pump should move the same amount of gallons per minute as the pump you're putting in. So pay attention to the GPM number and make sure that they're close.
All right. Here's another one, Lou. They have plastic outdoor resin furniture that has oxidized. Is there something they can use to clean it and brighten it and smooth the surface?
So you can try. Well, smoothing the surface would be tough. The oxidation, Rust-Oleum makes a plastic furniture cleaning kit to help with the oxidation. It works pretty well. What I would do is, if you want to keep the furniture, Krylon makes a plastic spray paint called Fusion, and it comes in all these great colors. And so I would lightly sand the resin furniture down to get it as smooth as possible, and then I would spray paint it. It would look brand new, and for a couple of cans of spray paint, you'll make it look beautiful for $12.
Oh, man, I am a master with that spray paint every spring. I don't care what kind of furniture it is. I'm like, get me a can of that Rust-Oleum. I'm good to go.
Awesome.
I think we have John on the line. Is that true, Drew? Don, okay. Hey, Don, what's up? You're on with Lou.
Good afternoon, Lou. I know we had all this rain here. I have an air conditioning on it. Why is it my air runs and it feels wet in the house when the air conditioning is running?
Well, it's probably because you're just turning the air on and you've got so much humidity that it just takes a while for the unit to do the dehumidification. Remember that whether it's a central air or even window units, they're not only adding cooling, but they're dehumidifying. And we have had a lot of moisture and, you know, the temperatures have changed quite rapidly. And so our houses are not quite yet in tune with the new temperatures. This is that what they call shoulder temperatures, and it's tough to get a house to feel just right. So high humidity in a house right now will be normal. If you're someone that uses that air conditioner, give it a time, and in a couple of days it should dry things out, and then it won't feel so humid.
Always great to have you on the show, Lou. There's a million more questions, so if your question wasn't answered, Saturday morning at 6, bright and early, he'll be on the radio.
Have a great rest of your week.